In every election for which I've been around, in which a Republican is an incumbent and a Democrat is challenging here, the Democrat has never gone to meetings at 101 Hooper, public or workshop, until it's election time and then starts showing up. You're falling into that pattern. So my question is, do you recognize that pattern? Are you concerned that that's going to work against you?
No, I don't think so, because in the early days when I didn't really decide to run until April. So, there was no need for me to go at that point. After April, when I decided to start to file, I started to go. Once I got into the race, if I could, I attended. And if I couldn't attend, one of my associates from the campaign did.
All right. Now, you're saying that you had no need to attend, but you're alleging here a pattern of political hubris and abuse that stretches back far beyond April. So why was it not necessary before April?
Well, I wasn't a candidate.
Well, I understand that, but didn't it bother you before you were a candidate?
Of course it bothered me. It bothered me a lot. And it bothers me. It'll bother me after the election, even if I lose. I'm not going to stop until I see that this pattern of greed and corruption ends. I want it to end.
Why did you not pursue that line, whether a candidate or not, before April?
You know, I guess it's because I wasn't in the race, and I thought it wasn't necessary to voice my opinion until I decided to declare.
Let's assume, okay, let's move it forward to the last several meetings in which not only you, but Bill Santos appeared to respond to allegations that were thrown from the dais. It became clear that when you single out one freeholder, whether up for election or not, you're taking on the whole board. Is that something you expected?
Yes. Yes, I expected that. The board acts as a whole when they vote normally, and they have been there so long that they have formed a camaraderie and a pact that I think that they knew that anyone who attacks one, you attack them all. I agree with that.
Let's assume you won. How could you get along with four guys who really don't want anything to do with you?
Well, you know, that happened to me before when I was a councilman in Seaside Park, and it worked out fine. I did get along with the other side. And, you know, I'm not a hard guy to get along with. And if they're what they want to do is right for the community, I'll vote along with them. I'm not going to vote no just because it's a Republican idea. That's not the way I operate.
How do you engender an atmosphere of trust after having conducted a campaign that basically flat out says they're corrupt?
Well, I think how I'm going to build that is to show that what I said I'm going to do. I promised the workers that I would be there for them. There is just such a attitude that they're not being taken care of. And it's systemic. It's not just one department. It's all of the departments have been calling me about how upset they are, that they never see the freeholders, that they only come for photo ops. I promised them I'll be there for them, and I mean that.
What in your mind does a freeholder actually do in the course of an eight-hour day?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What in your mind does a freeholder actually spend 8 hours a day doing?
Well, I think the first of all is taking care of the public's interest and responding to phone calls, responding to concerns of the public and alike. I think that's our job.
And how would you go about doing that? Just by answering the phone?
I think answering the phone, going out and visiting. I don't think you have to stop campaigning after you're elected. I think you can still go out and shake hands and see how everybody's doing and stay in the public eye.
Right, but isn't that what they're doing now?
What they're doing now is photo ops. I mean, they show up to give a proclamation or alike. And I think, you know, how many times, and you've heard it, at the board meetings did we hear that they didn't get a phone call returned? We've heard that numerous times at the board. I promise I'll return every call.
Understood. Now, I need you to understand, I'm not doing advocacy journalism here. I'm not taking anybody's part. These are my observations based not only on this campaign, but on campaigns I've seen forever. And that leads me to another question, which is, what guarantees are there that you wouldn't fall into the same kind of trap that you say they're in?
I mean, that's not my DNA. That's not the brain. I know that I won't, because I don't operate in that fashion. You know, I haven't operated my business that way. I'm certainly not going to operate that way in the freeholder's office.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you've, before I get any further, the FBI investigation.
Yes.
Both of you, you and Bill Santos, have alluded to that over and over again. If I called the FBI, they're never going to say they're investigating somebody, especially if they actually are.
That's right. They will not confirm or deny.
How do you come about that information?
Well, let's think about it. Why would Bill Santos lie about that? What would he have to gain to lie about that? And don't you think if he did lie, the FBI would be on him like a new suit? I don't know why he would put himself out to lie about something of that nature. I mean, I really think if he did, the FBI would be responding and saying, hey, this guy is making all this up.
Okay. Once November 4th is here and gone, do you intend to follow up with that allegation, or if it's actually happening, an investigation, do you plan to pursue that?
Yes. Now, we will pursue it, whether I win or lose.
Now, naturally, this is all aimed at Joe Vicari because he's your opponent, but
right,
just as the board pretty much acts as a unit whenever one of them is accosted, are you really throwing this at the whole board?
Well, right now the allegations are only against Mr. Vicari, and that'll be the interest that we'll have. We have no other information about any of the other freeholders right now, so it'll be toward Mr. Vicari.
Okay. Do you have anything that you want to toss in here?
I just want to say that I think that I will bring a new, fresh ideas to the board, a businessman's perspective. I hope to be able to let people see that I'm going to try and make the board more transparent, and I'm going to do a great job for the people of Ocean County.
And now the final question for you, and that has to do with sheer numbers. The number of registered Republicans clearly outstrips the number of registered Democrats in Ocean County. How do you convince people who are accustomed to simply going in and voting a single line to change direction when it gets to your spot on the ballot?
Well, I don't think this year it's become a Democrat or Republican race. I think it's become a Vicari Ryan race. And so I think that we have tried to convince people that there is a difference. And you have to realize there's a huge amount of undeclared voters as well. And we have to go after that vote, too.
Is there anything you like about Joe Vicari?
No.